He'd never been a gun guy. Hadn't fired his first rifle until he'd attended the police academy. There, he'd made the discovery that he was quite good. With a bit of training, he scored expert. With a bit of nudging, he became a sniper. But it had never been true love. The rifle was not an extension of his arm, a calling of his soul. It was a tool he happened to be extremely skilled at using. 3 days after shooting Jimmy Gagnon, he'd gone to an indoor firing range and picked up a handgun. The first clip had been terrible. The second clip, not so bad. He told himself he was a plumber, reacquainting himself with his trade. As long as he kept that perspective, he was good to go. The wind blew again, carrying a spray of wet drizzle. Made the tree branches shift around him. He thought he heard another low-pitched whine, reminded himself again that he did not believe in ghosts, not even at the site of a former mental institute. Goddamn Dee Dee. His watch glowed 3:21 a.m., 12 minutes and counting. He lowered the NVGs over his eyes and located his headstrong friend. Dee Dee paced in front of the crumbling brick ruins of the old building. Her normally slender silhouette appeared bulky and misshapen, the effects of the Kevlar vest. Given the weather, she wore a bright yellow rain jacket over her usual crisp white shirt. No hat, which would limit visibility. No umbrella, which would tie up her hands. Now she turned, walking back toward him, and Bobby spotted the old silver locket winking in the hollow of her throat. And just for a moment, he could see the black and white missing persons photo of Dori Petrocelli, the same locket gleaming around her neck. The subject was playing them. He didn't care about the locket. And if he wanted to abduct another girl, he was going to abduct another girl. That's what these perverts did. But maybe Dee Dee was right, too. Through her rash actions, she was buying them another night. The subject's instructions had been explicit and personal. Obviously, the man had formed some kind of attachment to Dee Dee, enough that he wanted to see a former trophy from one of his victims worn around the investigating sergeant's throat. Maybe he was already here now, perched up in another old tree, or even tucked inside the decaying brick building. Maybe he was peering down, peering out, watching Dee Dee pace, admiring her long, strong legs, her natural athletic grace. She hit the crumbling edge of the building, pivoted on her heel, started pacing the opposite way. 3:31 a.m. Why 3:33 a.m., anyway? Why so precise? Did the subject like the symmetry of 3:33? Or was it one more way to yank their chains? Lieutenant Trenton from Central Command suddenly sounded in Bobby's ear. We got activity. Perimeter breach, due west. Dee Dee still walking steadily, though she must have heard the news. Bobby surveyed the scene to his left, looking for signs of life. A dark shape, suddenly exploding from beneath the underbrush. Just as Lieutenant Trenton sounded once more in his ear, more movement, north, activity, east, no, south, no, wait, Jesus Christ, all four sides breached. Perimeter fully breached, Bobby, do you read? Bobby heard. Bobby saw, Bobby moved. Rifle swinging around, sighting, aiming, pulling the trigger. An aborted growl, then a dark shape tumbling down, while three more enraged forms burst from the woods. Dee Dee started to scream, then everything was happening at once. Bobby turned, tried to sight, realized the attack dogs were moving so fast they were now too close for the set range of his scope. He swore, jerked his head up, and did things the old-fashioned way. Quick squeeze. An eerie rumbling scream, then the second dog tumbled down. Gunshots from below. Bobby spotted Dee Dee 60 yards away, racing for his tree, firing wildly over her shoulder. She was moving at a good clip, but she wasn't going to make it. He was breathing too hard, too fast. Get centered. Inside the moment, but outside the moment. Find the target. Focus on the target. Large black dog with tan markings, converging with another 100-pound black dog, joining forces to chase down their prey. Tree branch blocking, then another. Now, as they passed through a narrow slice between the branches, he squeezed the trigger. Third dog dropped, as the fourth leapt into the air and landed on Dee Dee's back. She went down as the dog closed its massive jaws around her shoulder and shredded her yellow vinyl jacket.